Big announcement from Facebook co-founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg that he and his wife, Priscilla Chan, will be giving 99% of their Facebook shares to charitable causes over the course of their lifetime. Shares currently valued at more than $45 billion. The couple plans to focus their initial efforts on things like curing disease, community building, and something called personalized learning. That last one is something Zuckerberg has shown interest in before when Facebook partnered with Summit Public Schools in the Bay Area. Diane Taverner is the co-founder and CEO. She's with us. And Diane, what do you make of this news, first of all, about how much money they're giving away?
I think like most people, I was both awed and inspired by their generosity and their commitment to our kids and our world.
Well, they've already made a commitment to you in the past. What do you think attracted them to Summit Public Schools?
Well, both Mark and Priscilla came to visit the schools. And really, I think that's where they began to see what's possible in schools for students. And I think they were really compelled by learning environments where kids are really at the center of their own learning, and they're driving it and making decisions and being empowered with the skills to own their futures. And I think that's what really inspired Mark and Priscilla.
It's something called personalized learning that you do. What is that?
Personalized learning really has four big components to it. And at the center is this idea that every child has the ability to realize their highest and full potential. And they do that in a learning environment that helps them connect their future to their current. They engage in really deeper learning experiences where the focus is on communication and problem solving and critical thinking, and where content knowledge about the world is in service to those bigger skills. And then there's a whole element where kids really develop a set of skills that schools traditionally have not focused on, which is the ability to self-direct and own your own learning and make plans and make goals and achieve them and reflect on them. And then finally, it's all situated in a community of people who are giving really rich feedback to each other and who are very diverse in their thoughts and their perspectives and what they bring.
But why do you think that Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan were so interested in that when it comes to education?
I think that they both see that the skills that the kids are developing in a personalized learning environment and the experiences they are having are related to the world that they're working in and living in. And these are the skills that they're looking for in the folks who will come to work with them and who they think will solve the problems of our world and our communities and create a better, honestly, more just and equitable society.
When the announcement was made yesterday, a lot of people pointed out the 2010 effort by Mark Zuckerberg in Newark, where he gave $100 million to expand high-performing charter schools. That encountered some opposition there in Newark, New Jersey. But Zuckerberg said he learned a lot from that experience. What do you think he meant by that?
Mark is a learner, and in my experience with him, he is constantly learning. And I think one of the big things that he learned is the importance of really working with folks and working side by side, the folks who are doing the work.
Not just making a gift and letting them do it.
Yeah, and I think being real partners, and certainly I think that learning has been directly applied to the relationship that we have at Summit Public Schools with Mark and Priscilla and Facebook, and it is a very collaborative, very respectful partnership where we're working side by side towards the same goals.
But when we're talking about $45 billion over the course of his life, they're not going to be able to work together with every single person that they give money to.
I suppose they'll have to speak to that.
Well, what do you think is more effective when it comes to handing out money like that, to give a lot of big gifts or to give even more small gifts?
Well, I certainly think that in education, there is a huge opportunity to give some very significant gifts towards research and development. Education right now is woefully underfunded on this front, and there is a significant amount of work that we can do to really, with larger gifts, develop the models of schools that meet the needs of students and parents and teachers. And that's very difficult to do with very small, short-term gifts. And so I think they're quite right to be thinking about larger, long-term investments that really enable the type of research and development that we're looking for and need.
And do you expect that most of that or a lot of that is going to go into education?
I don't know the percentage breakdown, but based on their previous work, I suspect that a significant amount of funds will be supporting education.
That's Diane Taverner, the co-founder and CEO of Summit Public Schools. That's a system of charter schools in the Bay Area. Summit partnered with Facebook in September, so clearly this is an organization that Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan have been interested in. Diane, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.